Blog Talk Radio.
That is absolutely right. You know what that music means? It's time for GTE Radio 193.5, the show about all the latest and greatest things happening right here at GTE Financial. And one of the coolest things is our internship program. And joining us, she is the community engagement intern, and her name is Daria Leon. Hey, Daria, how are you?
Hi, I'm doing good. How are you?
It is so nice to have you on the show.
Thank you for having me.
The studio audience is clapping because A, we're happy you're here, and B, I got your name right. So it's going to be a good show, I can tell already. First of all, tell us a bit about you, where you're from, your school, and little things about you. Tell us about them.
Okay, so my name is Daria Leon. I'm from Tallahassee, Florida. My birthday is tomorrow, and I'm turning 22, so I'm pretty excited about that.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. I just graduated from Hillsborough Community College, and I'm transferring to Jackson State University in Mississippi. I got a full scholarship there for academics. In college, I'm pretty known as the student government person. I was the SGA president last year, and up until, you know, a couple of days ago, I served as the state president for all the colleges in Florida. So I'm a pretty busy person.
You sure sound like it. That's very interesting. When I went to the University of Texas at San Antonio, I was actually the president of the College Republican. So I was very, very involved in student government. So I think that's really, really cool. Tell us about the internship. We were talking in the pre-show. GTE seems to do something every single day that would be described as community engagement. So what kind of things have you been doing?
Well, I would have to say that GTE is surrounded about community, and we're built off of our members, and for our members we live to serve. So for my particular position, what I'm doing is I'll tell you a couple of it. Part of it is I am redoing all of our presentations. When we go out to the community, we give out presentations, and my job is to make it more millennial forward so we can make it new and fresh. So I'm turning all of our PowerPoints into Prezi, which is a new way to give out a presentation that keeps them, that keeps everyone more engaged. So we're just not seeing the same thing. And then next we have this program called Smart City Favors, which is a simulation of living a real life. So students get a job, they get kids, they get, you know, income, and they have to spend, they have to have bills. So what I'm doing is revamping that whole thing just so it could be relatable. We don't use checks anymore, so there's no use for the students to do a check register. We need to look at our apps on our phone. So I'm making it more 21st century build, as well as what we want to do is have viral videos, and because we do have financial community financial educators, but we want to have a way where sometimes if we're not able to go out there, we can maybe send them a video of how to do certain things. More than, you know, educating the youth, we actually do a lot of, the majority of our stuff is talking to adults, because a lot of people don't know how to spend them, you know, they're not fluent on financial literacy. So that's our big push, but my particular department is under marketing. So as an intern, I work a lot with marketing. And one thing I love about GTE is it's a creative place where I had a meeting with the marketing department where I was a person that was like, hey, I don't like the student section of the website. We need to revamp this. This is the idea that I want to do. And they said, this is awesome. You know, you work on this. I created my own project. You work on this particular thing, and we'll give you the power to do it because we see that your idea is good, and we like the things that you bring to our company. So one thing I love is that we're not treated as your normal intern. You know, the person that goes to get the coffee and said our ideas are valued, because they know that, you know, in the next 25 years, that majority of the millennials are going to take up the market of banking, and you know, we're the future, so we want to attract more ways that we can get millennials into the credit union field.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. That is just great, great stuff. When I was I did professional speaking for 10 years in the credit union and the banking marketplace, and I always talked about the need to intentionally engage Generation Next speaking their language. And what you just said, from PowerPoint to Pressy, I used to describe it as a black and white to color moment. You know, you have to change with history or you're going to get changed by it. And you're absolutely right about the culture of GTE. In some places, if you came in there and said, hey, this website doesn't make sense to my generation, they'd be like, hey, what do you know? And in GTE, they're like, well, you would know because you've been surrounded by that demographic. When you were at Hillsboro, your friends are probably very likely in your generational collective. And it sounds like you're not just, like you said, you're not just going and getting coffee and picking up donuts. You're making a real and lasting difference to the way we intentionally engage the community. I think that's just great. What have been some of the key learning points that you've kind of taken away? I'm sure you've taught the folks at GTE some very cool things. I've learned a lot of stuff from the interns doing these interviews. What are some things that you've learned?
One thing that I've learned is just I love how I'll tell you right off the back, since I'm working at a financial institution, I like to just ask questions here and there just because we talk about a lot that our most important number in our life is our credit score. So as a young person myself, I'm talking to, people in the elevator asking things, to help me out in life. So I think that's one of the biggest things that I've learned because, I'm in college, so I'm still trying to build myself. So working here, I'm actually able to learn about, financial literacy myself, as well as see how me learning can help other people in my community. The best thing that I've just taken in is, I'm a community engagement person, but I love going out into the community. That's something that I'm so passionate about. But going out and actually talking to adults and students and seeing the impact that we make into their life and seeing when they have that aha moment, when they actually get it, when they actually understand this is something that they really need to understand, this is something that's going to affect them and it's going to affect their children and children. That's when I learned that I need to take this seriously because I have the opportunity to make a true impact on someone.
Wow. I'm going to tell you something, folks. If you're listening to this, and we do put this out on the public social media feeds, if you wonder why I'm so big on GTE Financial, every single week we have a bright, articulate, young person come on and lay out the mission of credit unions a lot of times better than the last 30 or 40-year-old you saw at the last conference you attended. Daria, this is just great, great stuff. You've got a full academic ride to your next waypoint in college. Do you have a major that you've declared yet?
Political science.
Well, I figured. Yeah. Okay, well, good for you. Good for you. I majored in political science and history, and I've just always been – I'm just one of those guys. I just love political seasons and electoral seasons. And, the first website I check every single morning is realclearpolitics.com. I watch all the polls, watch all the shows. I'll be watching Fox News on the TV and CNN on my iPad. I really am a political junkie. And no matter how you feel about the election, even if it's different than me, I love the fact that you are engaged and interested in that. It sounds like you've just got – in the pre-show, you were talking about the podcast. You said, hey, it's something I can put on my LinkedIn page. I think that's great. You're building your personal brand. You're getting some real legitimate professional experience at what I think is possibly the very best credit union in the United States, GTE Financial. But we always wrap up our interviews with just kind of a fun question. So what was the last song that you listened to?
Okay. The last song that I listened to was Coldplay, Green Eyes.
Green Eyes. Okay. I don't know that one, but I always go to YouTube right after the show and check it out. And I've actually found some songs that I really like that people have mentioned that I had not heard about before. On behalf of everybody here, since a lot of folks will hear this tomorrow, happy birthday, Daria.
Thank you.
22, you're a young lady, and I'm telling you, man, you've got a great, great start on your life. You are a well-spoken, articulate young lady, and I have no doubt that the greatest things that you're going to do are before you, and it has been an absolute pleasure chatting with you on the show today. Thank you so very, very much for joining us.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
All right. Take care. That is Daria Leon. Wow, what a great interview. I love what she said about, you know, the PowerPoint to Prezi, you know, making it more millennial focused. And I just think that's great. Hey, folks, let's continue to do what I always say. Let's continue to be the people we were in the interview. Let's drive our competitors crazy. Let's be in business forever. My name is Jason Dias. And until next we speak, I'll talk to you all next week. Take care. Bye.